One of the dirty little secrets in the world is the fact that many AP or invoice automation projects fail to deliver. They're a dismal failure. That's right, they're a flop. But that doesn't have to be. In this episode, we examine 9 reasons why automation projects fail. And all these reasons, by the way, are related to your vendors. Make sure you stick around until the end where we share one simple, easy, and almost magic way that you can make sure this doesn't happen with your project. All right. Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence you need if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today, we're going to talk about automation projects that flop. People don't like to talk about this, and what you can do to ensure this doesn't happen in your project. Now, many automation projects have been started in the last few years, and we expect a lot more will be started in the next few years as well. This might be invoice automation, or it might be some sort of accounts payable automation. And what we're seeing, what has evolved over the last few years, is vendors don't always participate. Okay. And when they don't participate, or even if they do participate, they complain. There's a lot of things that they don't like about these projects. So let's dive into them. And maybe by understanding what they are, you can help address them. So like all people, or like many people, your vendors don't like to change. And so when they go from, you know, sending you an invoice to now they have to maybe enter information into a portal or do something different, enter your portal, etc., they don't like it. They're complaining. There's lots of complaints in the vendor community that there are just too many of these portals. Now you're sitting back thinking, well, you know, our portal's pretty easy to use. And probably it is. I'm going to even give you the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to say, yeah, it is. But it's easy to use when you have one portal. When you have 6,000 customers and they're using maybe 50 different portals and they all have different ways of accessing them, different websites, little different nuances of how you have to interact with them, it can get to be a problem. Okay. Vendors sometimes complain that these portals are difficult to use. Now, I'm going to say take that with a grain of salt. It may be that they're difficult to use, but a lot of them aren't. If, and this is a big if you've taken the time to either read the manual or the instructions that they've given you. Okay. As long as you know what to do, they're not difficult. But again, go back, put yourself in the vendor's shoes. It's not just one portal that they have to learn how to use. It's maybe 30, 50, whatever the number is. And even though each of them isn't difficult, they all have their own nuances. So maybe one you hit the enter key, another one you have to do whatever you have to do. You have to go into this particular function or that particular function. And yes, it's easy, but not, again, when you have all these different instructions to remember. The next thing that suppliers complain about with regards to portals that their customers use is that there's a communication issue. Many companies, and you know, you can look inward, I'm not asking any for a show of hands or anything, but many companies, when they start an automation project, once it's up and running, they'll let go some of the staff. So this means that the vendor, the supplier, has no one to talk to when there's a problem. It could be a problem with an invoice, it could be a problem with a payment, but the communication is weak. And so you might say, well, yeah, we don't have necessarily people here all the time for them to talk to, but there's a communication module built into the automation solution. And maybe yes, maybe no. Again, it may be difficult to use. It may not be user-friendly, or even if it is user-friendly, your vendors may not have taken the time to learn how to use it. Because remember, they've got 50 different ones to use, and they really just want to pick up a phone and talk to somebody. So that is a complaint. And the other thing that I hear from vendors or suppliers is the automation solution has dispute resolution module built into it, which is great, okay? Because this way, you know, you enter your information, they respond back and forth. What the vendor says is, you know, they'll have the back and forth. They don't reach an agreement, okay? Important feature here. They don't reach an agreement, and yet the customer closes out and says it's resolved. So that, needless to say, doesn't make them real happy. The next feature that I want to talk about is the self-service master vendor file feature. And this is where you give the vendor access to the portal with a user ID and password, and then they go in and set themselves up basically in your online master vendor file. Now, this is really a great tool when it comes to fighting this change my bank account fraud, because the vendor doesn't call you then or send you an email. They simply go into the portal and make the change. But again, remember, the vendor is now doing work in 50 different portals, so they have to know how to communicate in these 50 different portals, set themselves up in all these different portals. And they are not happy about it. What's more is some of them, I've actually had, you know, credit people scream at me, yeah, sure, accounts payable likes this. They're pushing all their work on us. And in a few cases, credit departments, billing departments, accounts receivable departments, whatever you want to call it, have had to actually go out and hire staff simply to have somebody to deal with these portals. So vendors not as much in love with this self-service feature as maybe the accounts payable staff is. And then I have what I call the ongoing password challenge. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're like me, I can never remember my passwords. You know, the protocols around passwords to have strong passwords, you know, at least 8 characters, have a capital and a small letter, have a number, have a special symbol in them. Some portals, some facilities don't want you to have the special character in it. Some of them want you to change your password every 6 months. I mean, all these things make sense from a fraud protection standpoint. But when you're sitting there and you're like, I have all my regular passwords, which I can't remember, and then now I have these 50 portals and they all have different passwords because you're not supposed to use the same password on each one, it can get to be overwhelming for the professional who has to deal with it. And so what they used to tell you, they don't tell you this anymore, I'm guessing for obvious reasons, is in addition to all the things I just told you, the capitals, change your passwords every 6 months, don't use the same. They used to also tell you not to write them down. Like, come on, hello. So, you know, now I guess most of us write them down and just try and keep the paper where we write it in a secure location. So this, all this crap around passwords just amplifies the problems from the supplier's standpoint that they have with all these portals and with all these automation solutions, okay? And I've got a few more issues, but before we get to that, before I get to the last few and the simple fix, I'd like to invite you to hit the subscribe button. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also hit that bell next to the subscribe button to be notified when we post new content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week, usually Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just in case you're wondering. Okay, and best of all on YouTube, you can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. You don't have to have a separate YouTube account. All right. The next reason why you're not getting the usage out of your automation solution that you thought you were going to get is sometimes, and it pains me to share this with you, but I'm going to, sometimes your accounts payable staff is actually telling your suppliers not to use the portal. Why are they doing this? Because they're concerned about losing their jobs, okay? They're either concerned about it or they don't know how to use it. They haven't been given adequate training. They didn't understand the training, whatever. They are actually telling your suppliers not to use it. So you really need to address that situation. The next complaint that we hear from suppliers is that occasionally the technology doesn't work. We all know that happens. It happens to all of us. If you're like me, sometimes it's my fault, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's actually the app, you know, didn't work. I'm a lot calmer about it now than I used to be. But anyway, when the technology stalls, there's no one to talk to. If they call the service provider, they probably won't help them because they don't know who they are. And they think, for example, they might be a crook. So they've got nobody to talk to. You know, they get into, let's say, upload their invoices or change their bank account number, or whatever else it is that you want them to do. They can't get in and there's nobody to talk to. And all they want to do is send you their invoices. So it's something you need to keep in the back of your mind. And lastly, and as soon as I heard this, it made sense, but it's something I never considered, but all technology, or virtually all technology that we deal with, goes through upgrades. And when there is an upgrade in the technology, usually it's supposed to be transparent to the end user, but we all know it never is. Either it doesn't work, or even when it does work, there's something a little different that you have to do. And I don't know, it may be obvious to the rest of the world. It's usually not obvious to me. And some of you are probably in that boat with me. And so this creates a problem for the supplier. And again, they have nobody to talk to because nobody at the supplier side is willing to discuss this with them. When I asked about it, the person who I was talking to, who was quite knowledgeable about it, told me that between 10 and 15% of the technologies that are out there, the automation solutions, tend to have upgrades in any given year. So, you know, this is also just one more challenge. Okay. So I'm talking about all these challenges, which you really do need to try and address and maybe take in mind and keep in consideration when you're buying a new module, or if you already have one, you don't have the luxury, you know, trying to address them with your suppliers and your staff. There's really one simple way that all these problems go away. And no, the answer is not that we won't automate, because at some point or another, most of us are going to be faced with the challenge from management that, hey, you're going to automate your accounts payable, or at least your invoice processing. So here's my simple tip. When you go out to buy a new solution, look for one that can read invoices from email. Because that way, this is completely transparent to your vendor. Your suppliers don't even have to know that you're going down this road of using invoice automation or accounts payable automation, because they're just going to keep emailing you their invoices like they already do. We know something like, I'm willing to bet, 75 to 80% of invoices are probably now being emailed. I know right before COVID, the number was about 2/3, but then there were, you know, all sorts of the issues related to mail and picking up the mail during COVID. So we expect that number is much higher. So huge number of invoices emailed. And if you purchase a solution who has the ability to go into email and pull out the invoices and read those documents, you've just eliminated all these problems that I've been talking about. All right. Automation is just one of the issues that best practice organizations are either using or studying or looking to implement in 2022. In episode 120, we looked at a few others. A link to that will appear to the left. And as always, I greatly appreciate those thumbs up, those comments, those shares, and subscribes. Good luck, guys.